SDJS Breakfast.
So the count begins in just over an hour on yesterday's referendum on further lawmaking powers for the Assembly. Traditionally, turnout is low in referenda and elections in Wales, and it's expected to be the same this time round. So with a history of Welsh apathy, CJS News has been finding out how easy it is to register your vote in Cardiff. Daniel Hewitt reports from Lisvain, but first Tom Sheldrick has been to Gibolfa.
It's the morning of the referendum in Wales, and I'm here in Cardiff, just off the busy Whitchurch Road. Between the overlapping districts of Gibolfa and Heath here, there are no less than 11 places where you can go to vote. Poll cards dropped through letterboxes on Clanishan Street back in January. It'd take 2 minutes to walk to the polling station on Sackville Road this morning, but as the poll card I have in front of me says, your polling station will be Heath Evangelical Annex, Clanishan Street. By my calculation, that's no more than 50 yards up the road. Shouldn't take too long to walk it then. There are 177 places where the people of Cardiff will be able to cast their votes today. They include village halls, primary schools and even supermarkets. So you can decide on whether the Welsh Assembly should have further lawmaking powers while doing your shopping. I've been talking to Steve Jarman from Cardiff Council. He said that keeping polling stations close was an important part of getting people out to vote.
I don't think there are any polling stations that are particularly inaccessible. I mean, one of my polling stations is actually a porter cabin in the rural depths north of the M4. Because they're not close to anywhere else, they've got a polling station up there. And I think there's about 60 people in total that are registered to vote.
My short walk is over. I'm already outside the polling station for residents in this part of Cardiff. I can see the words polling station on a big sign on the wall outside here. Although it's pretty quiet, the door's open, inviting people inside. The polling station officers here have told me they expect turnout will be around a third, although it's normally higher in this part of Cardiff, they say. Polling hours only began half an hour ago. This polling station will be open until 10 o'clock tonight, but voters can have their say and be home again in plenty of time for breakfast. Now though, Daniel Hewitt is just a couple of miles north of here, where he's been finding out that going out to vote may not be quite so straightforward.